Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one. Now I'll turn the meeting over to your host for today, Mr. Antonio Galotti. Sir, you may begin.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm part of the product management team within the Tivoli Provisioning Portfolio product management area. And my main responsibility is for product management for Tivoli Configuration Manager, Tivoli Remote Control, Tivoli Provisioning Manager for software. The purpose of this session today, of this Tivoli talk, is to basically get you information about the new evolution and new product solution that we have just delivered in the second quarter of 2009, just a few weeks ago, related to provide better and more focused capabilities on the desktop management space. There will be a question and answer session at the end of the presentation, but I will also pause during the presentation if there is any urgent question that you would like to be answered. Everybody should have the presentation in front of you. I will guide you through which slide I will be talking on. There are some slides which are animated. I will not guide you through the animation, but I will just basically provide an overall abstract and summary of what the animation of the slide is meant to provide in terms of content. So let's go to slide number two. And basically, the desktop management space is evolving. Traditionally started with desktop, with the branch office location, where a few desktop had been located and served by a server. Now the desktop management space is evolving to more advanced devices, mobile phones, smartphones, smart devices. And you can basically embrace the desktop term in terms of managing a distributed device, that being a laptop, a desktop, a distributed server into a branch, a print server, or whatever other type of device you can imagine, a self-service internet kiosk, or an ATM, or a cash register machine. This is the management space that we have evolved the product solution to provide more content capabilities in order to address the customer needs. Slide number three. Which are the overall goal of a desktop management from a customer point of view? Every customer is looking at reducing cost. Devices are being somehow commoditized. The price of devices is decreasing more and more. And therefore, companies are looking at reducing cost from an IT staff management point and also from a total cost of ownership point of view in managing the solution that manages those devices, because the commoditization of those devices requires less people, less costs, and more optimized solution in order to manage that, in order to free up people and resources to basically be used in other projects or in enhancing the capabilities that the IT service organization can provide for their companies. The other point that all customers are looking for when managing devices is to ensure compliance. The compliance sureness can be grouped into two major points. Security vulnerability, so be sure that the device is protected, is secure against any vulnerability from the outside as well as from the inside, and also to basically make sure that the device is secure and compliant to the level of software, to the level of application that that device must have within the business process of the company in order to properly work, in order to properly operate, and in order to be properly used by the people that has to use those devices to perform their job within the organization. The other point that any customer is looking for is to improve efficiency. Efficiency improvement is meant to basically be able to manage the whole enterprise estate with one single solution that can provide the scalability needed to scale to the total number of devices that have to be managed, and that is able to perform in order to be able to comply with the service level agreement that the IT organization has committed to the company or to outside organization that they are servicing and providing services to. These are always the major pain point, but also the goal that any company, any IT organization is looking for to meet and to basically be able to honor. Managing the device means manage the entire life cycle of the device, from when the device gets into the company, so it is acquired, but also be able to manage the device throughout the life cycle of the device within the company, within the business process the device is applied to, meaning be able to deploy the operating system on a bare metal machine, be able to distribute the proper level of software, be able to patching the device in terms of operating system as well as software, be able to remotely manage the device, be able to make sure that the device compliance with the right level of software, the right level of configuration, be able to protect the device from security vulnerability, be able to backup and restore application data, user data, as well as to backup and restore the device completely. And then when the device gets out of the life cycle within the company, to be able to wipe out any sensitive data that might have been stored on the device, either on the disk or even in the BIOS in the RAM. Okay, so this is the life cycle management of the device within the company. And customers which are looking to reduce cost, to ensure compliance, security vulnerability, and ensuring compliance to the device to be able to work in the proper way within the company, but also to improve efficiency, are looking to be able to manage the device in their complete life cycle with one single solution that can provide capabilities in all of these management space. Next slide. So what we have done within the provisioning portfolio, we have specifically looked at the distributed device desktop management space, and we have came up with a better solution, an improved solution, in order to evolve what we already had in the provisioning portfolio, in order to compete in the market space and regain market segment credibility in this domain. So what we have done, we basically are focused on managing the distributed device space, desktop laptops, distributed servers, ATMs, other type of devices, and we basically deliver the so-named desktop management solution internally within IBM named DTM, which we have temporarily assigned the name of Tivoli Policy Driven Software Distribution, and that we have delivered as part of Tivoli Provision Manager for Software Password Advantage product solution. What does it mean from a sales point of view and from a customer point of view? From a sales point of view means that you continue to sell Tivoli Provision Manager software, the same part numbers, the same password advantage product that you have been selling so far. From a customer point of view, when the customer purchases Tivoli Provision Manager for software, he can now choose from an additional technology that he can leverage for managing the distributed device space, which is DTM. Existing customers that already bought Tivoli Provision Manager for software are automatically granted to use this new solution as part of the licenses that they already have. Over time, and with the evolution of this desktop management solution, we are going to completely replace Tivoli Configuration Manager and Tivoli Provision Manager for software current technology solution with this new solution that we have just delivered. Next slide. So what in the new desktop management solution is, of course, an evolution of the Tivoli Provisioning Manager portfolio, and we could not basically deliver a new solution that was not integrated in the overall IBM system management solution that we basically agreed to deliver for customer in order to also allow them to be ITIL-based compliant. And therefore, also the desktop management solution does comply and does integrate with the IBM system management solution overall. So we are aim to provide the visibility, so the capability to visualize which are the devices being managed, okay, and to be able to perform compliance reporting on those, as well as software and hardware inventory type of capability, to be able to control and manage from a business and process point of view those devices, so to be able to perform software distribution updates, compliance check updates, endpoint security updates, as well as to basically provide the capability to automate the process of getting these devices to the proper disease level state that those devices must have in order to be properly used and in order to be compliant with their proper work-ready state within the company. Next slide. The desktop management solution that we delivered, this first release of the policy-driven software distribution solution, is based on the Tivoli Process Automation Engine, or the well-known Maximo Base Services User Interface from a user interface point of view. Does provide a more enhanced lightweight agent with a small footprint when compared to Tivoli Application Manager for software, for basically getting a more proper usage of resources and the memory consumption on the devices, and also to remove the need of having a Java virtual machine deployed on the device in order for the agent to run. So the agent is native code, does not require Java, and therefore does provide a small footprint and more easy behavior and better deployment in all type of the devices, even those that do not have enough resources or that are not big servers, sort of speak. The overall solution operates and works through a work-ready policy design state paradigm, and we are going to spend more words on this in the during the presentation. This solution does not require Tivoli framework, so does not leverage Tivoli framework at all, and can be used in conjunction, okay, and in consistence with Tivoli Configuration Manager product for those customers that already use Tivoli Configuration Manager and Tivoli framework. The delivery of this first release was done in May, with the physical delivery performed in June, and the announcement that we did was attempts and was a kind of low-profile announcement of the Tivoli Provision Manager for software, in which we basically announced a new media package as part of this solution. As you can see, the purple area of the lifecycle management of the device is what the first delivery of this desktop management solution provides. So we do provide the bare metal capabilities of distribution inventory, capability to do patch management, remote control on the device, as well as to basically make sure that the device is compliant and automatically can remediate to the disease state, as well as the wipe out of sensitive data when the device goes end of life. We do provide also endpoint security. This capability is not provided out of the box with nice user interfaces that the customer can use in order to select which security posture the device might have and comply with, but we do provide the enablement of providing endpoint security, where the customer will have to basically provide some scripting in order to check which security posture the device must comply, and also any remediation type of task. But all the compliance and disease state remediation is provided automatically by our solution, but of course the scripting and all the these checking and remediation activities will have to be provided either by IBM Tivoli Services or IBM as a service offering or written by the customer itself. In the next release of this solution, we are going to fully cover this endpoint security out of the box, providing and enhancing the product in order to provide security compliance checks. Okay, before going into further notion of the work ready paradigm, I will now open to urgent questions if there are. So, operator, we can open to question if there is any question.
Thank you. At this time, if you do have a question, please press star 1, and you will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, it's star 2. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Dave Hart.
Good morning. Are you going to cover pricing or competitive positioning?
I'm not going to cover in this set of slides pricing and competitive positioning. I can, in the question and answer section, after I'm done with the presentation, I can cover on pricing because I mean that is straightforward. Pricing is Tivoli Provision Manager for software. So you sell Tivoli Provision Manager for software. So what the pricing is for Tivoli Provision Manager for software applies to this solution because this solution is nothing less than CDs within Tivoli Provision Manager for software licensing. So we do provide the client license pricing as well as PVUs for servers.
Thank you. And at this time, there's no further questions.
Okay. So let's go forward. And let's talk about this work-ready paradigm approach that the product solution is designed. And so slide number 7. Instead of talking about inventory, software distribution, security compliance check, and so on, basically we started with, okay, what is the goal from an administrator and the company point of view? So the goal is to basically be able to get the device into a work-ready state. The work-ready state, of course, is, okay, the device with the proper level of software, the proper level of patches, the proper level of operating system, the proper level of security that the device must have in order to properly work within the company process and also in order to properly be used by the user, if there is a user interaction with the device, of course, that will have to work with that device and with all the application and software that are stored on the device within the business processes of the company to which this user is, of course, working for. So basically, the whole paradigm of the product is to basically be able to set, okay, which is the work-ready state for the device, let's define it, and then let's have our Tivoli product solution to be able to identify on the device if that work-ready policy desired state is met, and if it is not met, what are the software, the patches, or the security posture configuration that the device must remediate and automatically change in order to comply to the work-ready desired state. So this is the basic idea and the overall paradigm that the product solution is designed for. Slide number 8. So what does it mean implementing the work-ready approach in terms of visibility, control, and automation? So from a visibility point of view, we are providing, in terms of the user interface, dashboard, reporting, and a full-feature customizable interface that will, of course, be able to provide the operators, administrators, and all the various roles that the company might have in managing and administering the device with providing all the necessary data in order to understand if the managed device or the managed group of devices belonging to a business unit are compliant, not compliant, and if any remediation to a non-compliance has gone successful, not successful, in order to visualize immediately from an administrator point of view if there is any action that has to be taken in order to manage the non-compliances or to manage the disaster level, or if everything is working okay and I can go and take a coffee and sleep nicely. Okay. From a reporting point of view, of course, we do provide a full feature set of reporting capability with our Tivoli Common reporting technology based on BERT, that for which we do provide some out-of-the-box reports, but further reports or customer reports can be produced by the customers on their wishes and likes in order to basically get all the necessary information from the managed environment and provide all the various aggregation reporting that they might need. Slide number 9. Okay, from a control point of view, we do provide, still from the Tivoli Process Automation Engine or Maximo UI-like, the capability and also the automation to be able to group and manage the devices in whatever type of business, organizational, or physical need the customer have to match those. If you think at devices that might be used within a company, those devices might be grouped because of the operating system, so all Microsoft-based devices, or Linux devices, or because of the business unit they do belong, sales, branches for the banking environment, devices for the teleconference marketing campaign that I want to run within my company. So these devices can be grouped automatically and dynamically to what wish and likes the customer wants to manage those devices, okay? And also the policies and the work ready disease level state can be defined for the various type of grouping of those devices and then bounded to those type of groups independently, okay? So very flexible capability to control and manage the environment. Slide number 10, automation. So we do provide various level of automation. Level automation is provided at the management server component in which the grouping and the policies association is being performed, as well as the compliance status or non-compliance status, as well as all the actions that have to be performed are being collected, stored, in order to then be used and by the various administrator operators. There is an automation level also performed at the agent components, which have the intelligence and the capability to basically get the policy information about the disaster state, and then to also use those policies locally on the device in order to understand if the disaster state to the policy is met. And if it is not met, to be able to understand from the policy definition, okay, and other type of information that might have been provided through the policy, from which location related software or related patches have to be downloaded and installed on the device in order to remediate the non-compliance to the device. We provide also the capability to have and to expose to end user a self-service catalog for eventually optional software or additional software that this user might request at the central location to be installed and downloaded on their machine. Okay? You can think of it as a self-service request portal where end user can go and request for software to be downloaded and installed on their machine. Okay? Okay, next slide, slide number 11. So what is the work-ready approach about? And this is an animated slide, so I will not go through the, or I will not guide you through the animation in looking how many clicks you have to do, but here the net sense of this slide is to basically visualize the work-ready approach. So you basically, from an administrator and operational point of view, you have the capability to define different level of these I stated and different level of policies for patches, for software, for custom operation, which might be endpoint security, configuration and checking, as well as other type of activities and policies that the customer might want to enforce, which are even outside of the scope of our product solution. This policy can be bounded and applied to the different groups, okay? And there is the capability to group the endpoints and the machines, that the devices that have to be managed in, as I said, in different ways, geographically, organizationally, from physical attributes, and so on. A device can belong to multiple of these groups. So a device which is part of the Windows operating system group can also be part of the Salesforce operating system group. And this device will get the these estate policies that are applied to the various groups that it belongs to. Once you have defined these policies, then these policies are bounded to the groups. The endpoint running on the device will get the policy, evaluate the policy, and check if the machine is compliant with the policy. And if it is not, to automatically remediate the machine to the DSA state. From an administrator point of view at this point, there is only the need to manage the exception, to basically manage only those machines that have not been able to comply with the DSA state. So all the effort that today applies to some software distribution product, like to monitor constantly if the distribution has happened, if the device has installed the software or has not installed it, and so on, is now going away, reducing the total cost of ownership, reducing the amount of time and work and resources required to manage the environment, because now all the work is intelligently performed by our technology, by our solution, according to the disaster level, and automatically remediating any deviation that might be present versus the disaster level. Okay? So the administrator is now have only to basically check only exception and only machine that have not been able to remediate themselves to the non-compliant state. So this is the goodies and the advantage of this new desktop management solution. So next slide, number 12, provides another example of the work-ready paradigm in more kind of business scenario. So a new computer that has to join an existing group. Okay. So this is also an animated slide. The net sense is that from a product solution point of view, new machine can automatically be discovered, so I don't have to manually insert or define machines inside my solution, but they can be automatically discovered and automatically placed into existing groups according to the type of aggregation that I have defined within the product, like place the new discovered machine in the Windows group if they are running Windows XP, for example, okay? So the machine is placed on the proper group, and as soon as it joins the group, because there are a set of policies associated to that group, then this machine will automatically get the policy, and then the agent will automatically get to the machine the right level of software, right level of patches, right level of security posture that that machine might have because belonging to that group. Okay? So there is not anymore the need to define the device and then plan a software distribution specifically for that device. Now you define the policy, you define the DSA state. As soon as the machine joins the group, then automatically our agent technology, our product solution is able to evaluate the DSA state policy and take the device to that level of DSA state. Okay? Next slide. Patch management. Patch management is basically the end-to-end scenario that we do provide as part of our solution to go into the Microsoft website, automatically get the information about patches being published by Microsoft, giving the possibility to various roles within the company to get patch management information, to evaluate those, and then to basically approve those patches to be rolled out in the production environment, either to the enterprise-wide production environment or to various groups of devices according to where the patch is required or is deemed for. Okay. What is the process? Basically, from a product point of view, we do provide the capability to go into the Microsoft website and according to filtering criteria to basically select the relevant patches that I want to monitor. For example, only all critical Windows security patches. Okay? From an administrator point of view, I can go evaluate those patches, and the ones that for me are have to be deployed, then to put those into a policy, and then bind the policy to the various groups that do have to basically get these patches. Once the policy is published, then all the agents that do belong to the group will automatically get the policy, evaluate the policy, check on the local device if those patches are missing, and they do apply, and if they do apply and are missing, automatically get those patches from my file servers or depots, and then apply those patches on the machine and basically take the machine to this state of patching that I want to have. From an administrator point of view, at this point, the only thing that I have to do is to basically check and verify that all the machine have been set to the compliant state of the patching policies that I have defined for those set of patches. Next slide. Security posters. As I said, our product does not provide predefined security compliance checks or security compliance policies, but does provide and basically does enable to define those policy, okay, also for security poster, in a custom-oriented form. From a custom point of view, what the customer will have to do, he can basically use scripting and other type of checking scripts that he has already done or that he's using with other products or on his own in order to perform those compliance check and remediate those compliance check. What we do provide is the capability to have those scripting and those remediation be stated as in terms of a desired state policy, and basically provide the capability to distribute those policies to the various machines and having the agent, our agent, to basically look at what the policy requires and then execute the required scripts that have to be used in order to check if the security is met and to eventually execute scripts in order to remediate the security deviation. So also in this case, from a product point of view, we do provide an automated way to enforce security compliance, to automatically remediate security compliance, and provide the capability to only manage devices by exception. Okay? Next slide. So are we going or are we providing only work credit type of policy-based approach? The answer is yes and no, meaning that we do provide this middleware and this work credit paradigm approach in terms of this estate policy. This is in the slide number 15. This is the full list of capabilities that are provided by this first release of the product. Patch management, acquire, distribute, install patches, maintain these estate policies, software management, import, distribute, install, maintain this estate policy on software, inventory, both hardware and software inventory, capability to discover managed devices, and we do provide various type of discovery. We can discover from Active Directory, we can discover based on IP ranges, or we can perform IP discovery, we can discover from test file if devices might have been defined in other repository and those information extracted into a set of files and then import those. So we do basically we can discover the based on agent discovery. So we can discover machines that have our own solution agent already deployed. As I said, we do provide custom policies. So there are policies that are provided out of the box by our solution, but policies can be also customized by customer or extended to fulfill whatever customer needs they might have. The self-service catalog, so all software that is defined into our software library can be exposed into a software catalog in terms of a web portal software catalog, and end user can go into the web software catalog and request for that software to be downloaded and installed through the delivery mechanism of our solution. At the end user point of view, from the end user point of view, we give all the flexibility to interact with the installation and distribution of the software. Of course, when people are using a laptop or a desktop, they might be doing day by day jobs. So you don't want, or you might not want to interrupt those because you need to install 10 megabyte software or 1 gigabyte of software, okay, during the day. So we do provide flexibility for end user to defer the installation, to defer the reboot of the machines, and all that type of flexibility that end user requires. Reporting, as I said, we do leverage the truly common reporting technology based on BERT, so we do provide a set of reports predefined in the product, but more custom reports or standard reports can be developed. We do provide basic remote control capability. You can think of our remote integrated remote control capability in the same way as the Windows remote desktop solution. So basically just the capability from our central server to open a remote connection with a device and be able to manage the remote connection with that device. There is nothing to do, and we are not going, and we are not providing policy-based grouping or policy-based remote control session capability like in the Tivoli remote control product. There is no auditing, no logging provided in this integrated remote control solution. For that purposes, or for that enhanced the capability, we still sell Tivoli remote control product. Operating system deployment. As you might know, as part of Tivoli Bridge Manager for software, there is an additional price component, which is basically Tivoli Bridge Manager for its deployment technology. We do provide an integration with that OS deployment product and technology to be able to manage bare metal from our solution to machine that have to be deployed with the operating system as well as with additional software. This solution that we delivered is Windows only. So it's Windows in terms of manage from, so can run only on a Windows server and basically can manage only Windows platform. We are going to announce the manage from and manage to operating system platforms in the second release, but as for this release, it's Windows only. Next slide, slide number 16, prior to open to the question and answer section. Okay, this is the roadmap. As you can see, we are going to evolve and announce and provide more additional capabilities on this new solution that we just delivered, on this Tivoli policy-driven software distribution capabilities. For Tivoli Configuration Manager, we delivered 4.3.1 end of 2008. We are going to provide Fixbox mainly on the Tivoli Configuration Manager and Tivoli Framework, but there is not going to be a new major release. The same happens on Tivoli Bridge Manager for software. We delivered the Fixpack end of 2008. There might be a Fixpack in 2009, but we are not going to announce and provide the new major releases on Tivoli Bridge Manager for software, the product solution based on SOA components. So what we are going to evolve going forward in terms of desktop management and distributed server management solution is Tivoli policy-driven software distribution product technology only. The second release is currently, there is an outlook of June 2010, but of course the plan DCP has not been done yet, so this is not a committed plan and dates, of course, might change. Okay, so in summary, as you have seen, we basically want to get back to the desktop management space that we have somehow neglected for quite a while, and the solution has already been looked at and by 10 companies that did participate to the design partnership program. We are going to do the same for the version 2, and a few customers are going to deploy the solution in production mode. So now I'm done with the presentation, so let's open to the question and answer section.
Thank you. And once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, it's star 2. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Lisa Chavez, you may ask your question.
Hi, actually I have a couple questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
The first question I had is there any dependency on TPM at all to run this product currently?
There is no dependency.
Okay. Second question is, do you have any integration or do you plan to integrate with the Tivoli Security Information Event Manager product or the Tivoli Security Policy Manager product?
Okay. The... okay, I think that is the new name for Tivoli Security Compliance Manager, right?
No, that product is supposed to go end of life. These are two new products that do event correlation from security events, and the other
okay.
one is the policy manager. Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, the answer is no. So there is no plan to basically integrate with the products that you listed. What we are going to do, we are going to take the policies that were provided by the Tivoli Security Compliance Manager and for the endpoint security to basically take those policies in order to provide our out-of-the-box security compliance in our product.
Okay, and that leads into my next question, which is, like currently you said that users can write their own scripts to do security health checking. What would the GUI presentation of the results of those scripts look like at present, and what are the plans for that?
Okay, the graphical interface is the same as the Tivoli Maximum interface, and basically the way that you get the result is the same as when defining a policy for distributing software. So basically, what the customer will do, he will set the policy in which he says, okay, this is the check that has to be done, and that will be a script that we write, for example, to check if the screen saver password is enabled or not enabled through a WML query, for example. And then if this compliance is not met, then execute this remediation, and that would be another script that he could write in order to set that password on if it is not set off. So what we do provide as part of our product is enabling the delivery of those scripts to the endpoint, okay, and then the agent will basically evaluate the policy. So he will say, okay, which is the check that has to be done? Okay, I have to execute this script, so he will execute the script and will provide the status of the compliance or not compliance based on the status or what the script will provide, okay? And then if the condition is, okay, there is no password set, and the remediation will be then executed. And then the product will provide if the remediation action was successful or not successful. Okay. By the way, the policy is also a permanent type of policy. So once it has been bound to the endpoint, it stays there forever unless I basically withdraw it. So every time the agent will run, I can specify a frequency for which the policy has to be evaluated. And so basically every once a day or every once a week, according to the frequency that I set for the policy, the agent will check, okay, is the password enabled? If it is enabled, fine. If it is not enabled, then it will run the remediation execution script. And all these various states will be reported back to the user interface.
Okay, so like if you have 10 servers that you're running to perform a policy on, will the view show you all 10 servers and the status of the policy and details about different points in that policy that executed, or is it just going to show you one server, yes or no, it worked?
No, it will provide basically the status for all the servers. So basically you can have a different way of viewing it. You can have a more summary view in which basically you can say, okay, is the group compliant or not compliant? So if all the machines are compliant or not compliant. Or you can have a more granular view on each single server.
Okay, great. And just one more question quickly. Version 7.2, will that contain server support for Unix platforms and Windows platforms for server?
When I say Windows, also Windows Server are already supported. So if the customer has Windows 2003 Server, Windows 2008 Server, those are supported today by this release. We are going to expand on the platform coverage and therefore also distributed server running, for example, AX, Linux, will be supported as well.
Okay, thank you.
Dave Hart, you may ask your question.
Sure, thank you. You did answer the pricing question earlier, but I wanted to come back to the kind of the competitive perspective, if you could just share your perspective on that. And then I'm curious as to whether any of the early customer experiences were coming from competitive platforms, or were they all TCM-based internal customers?
Okay, majority of those were from TCM-based. There were a few customers that were already also using other competitive solutions, like Microsoft SMS, and one customer that was using Landesk for patching, for patch management. And of course, from the Tivoli Configuration Manager customer point of view, they were more than happy with our product solution. Of course, they are looking to expand the operating system coverage. For the ones that were using Microsoft SMS, they said that our product solution is better than Microsoft SMS itself. And for the customer that was using Landesk Patching, he said that our patch management solution is highly comparable with what Landesk provides today. In terms of competitive positioning and so on, I mean, the major competitor today are Microsoft, Symantec, and in some cases Landesk or Bigfix, according to the type of capability that the customer was looking for. I would say that our product is... if you compare our product solution with Microsoft SCCM, we are able to scale and to require less hardware and less resources from managing enterprise-wide type of solution. Okay, but also for SMB, small medium business environments, because Microsoft SCCM requires at least 3 servers to be installed as a mandatory. Okay, you cannot get less than 3 servers installed. And therefore, in our solution, we do require less, let's say, resources in order to manage the same type of environment when compared to Microsoft. Altiris and Landesk do provide a better overall lifecycle management of a device. I would say that we are not positioned with Altiris. We can easily compete with Landesk. With Bigfix, we are well positioned in terms of software distribution, inventory point of view. We are, weaker. when compared to security compliance and patch management.
Okay, thank you for that perspective. You mentioned general business. Do we have any experience on the deployment requirements for this? I mean, is it a pretty beefy install, or do we have some data from that?
The install is easy, but, I mean, of course, as you have learned through the presentation, we do require the maximum base services for the user interface point of view. So that means WebSphere and these other middleware type of components. So, I mean, if it is... if small medium means 5,000 machine, 4,000 machine, then it's a yes. If it is 500 machine, then of course we are not competitive with other type of solutions that, of course, are more easy and more fast to install.
Thank you for your answers.
Our next question comes from Vincent Hong.
Hey there, Antonio. Thanks a lot for having this call. My question goes a bit further on one of Lisa's questions, and that is on the roadmap. Can you give us an idea of what features are going to be made available in the second release of the product? And further on that, are there any plans on providing some type of migration capabilities for TCM and TPM for software customers?
Okay, yeah. The second release is going to provide a more broader set of tools and migration capabilities for, especially for existing Tivoli Configuration Manager customers. In terms of capability, the majority focus of the release will be on patch management and security compliance.
Okay. And then what about migration for existing customers?
As I said, the focus is mainly and broadly for be able to upgrade and migrate Tivoli Configuration Manager. We will not spend a lot on Tivoli Provision Manager for software, also because of the few customers that have done that production rollout. And we are basically negotiating with the Tivoli services and other organizations in order to basically set up an ad hoc service offering for those customers.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. William Ristow, you may ask your question.
Hi there.
Hi.
My question is, from a integration standpoint or a technology standpoint, how does it compare to the License Compiler Manager as far as the discovery of desktops, and is there any plan for leveraging that technology? My understanding is that is being introduced into the asset management for IT process that's based on the process automation engine, and that I'm just wondering, you know, how that integrates and what kind of crossover or overlap there is there.
Okay. As of today, there is in the medium short term, there is no plan of integrating with that type of discovery or with that type of agent discovery. So basically, the customer will have to either choose one of the two discovery mechanisms. So for a customer that has both products, then it will be up to the customer to either use our discovery mechanism, so the Tivoli policy-driven discovery mechanism, and then basically have our product that will provide an adapter for the Tivoli Asset Manager product in order to grab those data and populate the asset management data with the related software, hardware configuration, things like that. Or vice versa, if the customer prefers to use or will prefer to use the discovery mechanism provided by the Tivoli Asset Manager for IT, then the integration that will be provided would be for ourselves to basically get data from the Tivoli Asset Discovery product and populate our management groups based on those data. But there is no short, medium term solution for integrated or for getting a common agent sort of discovery mechanism.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and once again, it is star one for your question. At this time, there's no further questions.
Okay, so in these last few seconds, I would like to thank you for listening to this webcast, and any further question or assistance to support, just drop me an email. Thank you very much. And thank